source of your pain. Now that's pain relief from down under.
Pick up a jar at your local warehouse club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and other national retailers. Blue Emu.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
All right, it is 5:30, WPSL 1590. Nick Perry here. We'll get back to Sean Hannity shortly. Our News 12 storm track forecast coming up, 89 the current temp. We'll also have traffic, local news right now on WPSL with Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers.
Good afternoon. I'm Megan Winslow for Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers with today's top stories. A Vero Beach couple accused of animal cruelty and unlawful confinement of pit bull dogs and puppies were each found guilty this afternoon on two charges. But a judge postponed sentencing for Travis and Jean Jackson until July 25th because the courthouse lost power after lunchtime. The Jacksons were found guilty on two counts of animal cruelty. They had faced four counts related to 11 dogs living in what investigators called deplorable conditions. Eight puppies were awarded to the Humane Society after being seized in February. Meanwhile, Indian River officials say the courthouse lost power after a truck crashed into two utility poles around 1 o'clock. Police and fire officials said the semi-truck apparently clipped power lines while making deliveries, causing traffic to be delayed around the courthouse. And in other Indian River news, the County Commission decided today that the city of Fellsmere, long overlooked in Treasure Coast growth issues, can expect a regional role in November. Commissioners agreed to ask the Treasure Coast Regional Planning Council to rescind a rule granting Sebastian a permanent seat. Instead, they want to rotate a seat between Vero Beach and Sebastian, with a second seat to rotate among Fellsmere, Orchid, and Indian River Shores. Port St. Lucie officials say land that the St. Lucie County School District was eyeing for a future school site won't be for sale after all. The recently decommissioned Northport Wastewater Treatment Plant off St. James Drive had land that the district wanted to buy, but the city has decided to keep the property. And a night stay in a Martin County hotel will add sand to area beaches and enhance the area's arts and cultural offerings if a county commission vote to increase the so-called bed tax succeeds during a public hearing. Hotel guests in Martin County pay 2% on top of the state sales tax for the Convention and Visitors Bureau to market the area. Under the commission's decision this morning, guests would instead pay an additional 4%, with the extra cash going toward beach restoration and cultural projects. For details on these and other stories, read tomorrow's Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers or log on now to tcpalm.com. From the Stewart News, I'm Megan Winslow.
All right, Megan, thanks so much. 89 degrees, News 12 storm track forecast up and coming. Let's see how traffic is looking right now on a Tuesday afternoon rush hour brought to you by Wayne Dalton Garage Door Systems. For Metro Traffic, here's Stacey Skinner.
Well, thank you very much. Right now on the roadways, nothing happening this afternoon, just lots of delays to contend with as you make the drive home. 95 northbound, watch for stop and go travel from Canner Highway toward Martin Highway. Still a little bit slow right around Kings Highway as well. On the southbound side, we're seeing delays around Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Gatlin Boulevard. Turnpike is checking in accident-free, just some rush hour slowdowns as you exit to Port St. Lucie. Also a little bit slow on the approach to Okeechobee Road as well. Surface streets are also free and clear this afternoon. Watch for delays on Canner Highway as you make that drive westbound toward Monterey. Also seeing some stop-and-go delays along the Jensen Beach Causeway as well as the Palm City Bridge. This traffic report being brought to you by Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray. Nothing's faster, quicker, or lighter than Bullfrog Marathon Mist SPF 36 for the ultimate in feel-good sun protection. It sprays on clear and lasts up to 8 hours. Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray. I'm Stacey Skinner for WPSL, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
All right, Stacey, thank you so much. Two locations of St. Lucie Jewelry means there's a store near you, whether it's Martin or St. Lucie County. They're in the Eastport Plaza, US 1 and Walton Road, Port St. Lucie. That's the St. Lucie County part. And in Jensen Beach, yes, Martin County, right in front of the Treasure Coast Square Mall on US 1. It's called the Treasure Coast Jewelry Mart. So check them out, St. Lucie Jewelry.
You don't get what you pay for. At St. Lucie Jewelry, you get more.
Do you have a cracked, peeling, warped, worn-out garage door that's making a bad impression on neighbors and guests? Have no fear. Wayne Dalton is here. Wayne Dalton is America's largest garage door manufacturer and handles local, new construction, service, sales, repairs, and replacements. Wayne Dalton Garage Doors come in all sizes and styles, including certified garage door wind loads up to 180 miles per hour. Call Wayne Dalton Corporation in Palm City today, 1-800-273-2928.
WPSL Digital 1590 and WSTU Digital 1450 present Storm Track weather from News 12.
Here's a look at your Treasure Coast forecast for this evening and tonight. Skies mainly fair to partly cloudy. Thunderstorms will be well west of the area with low temperatures in the mid and upper 70s. For tomorrow Wednesday, do expect partly sunny skies. There could be a scattered morning coastal shower. An afternoon mainly inland thunderstorm tomorrow with a high getting up to close to 90. And on Thursday, partly sunny, an isolated shower thunderstorm mainly in the afternoon with a high in the low 90s. I'm the News 12 Storm Track meteorologist Michael Ehrenberg for WPSL Digital 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. And it is 90 at WPSL 1590.
Exposing left-wing media bias. No stone.